It's time for Afternoon Sports with Coach Charles Jetmore. Brought to you by Carroll County Schools. Premier teachers, premier leaders, premier schools.
Good afternoon once again, everybody. Matt Skinner here with you all, filling in once again for Coach Charles Jetmore today on Tuesday. Here's your look at the Bremen Blue Devils versus the Fannin County Rebels. Bremen takes its 5-5 record to Fannin County to take on the 9-1 region champion Rebels. A look at the scoring per quarter shows Fannin averages almost 12 points, while Bremen almost 8. Both teams slide in the second. The Rebels drop to 9, and the Blue Devils drop to 6. The third quarter looks like this. It's really interesting. Bremen continues to slide less than a touchdown, and Fannin drops to less than a field goal. And in the fourth, Bremen drops to less than a field goal, and Fannin climbs to less than a touchdown. Simply put, the Blue Devils have got to control the football and put the Rebels in difficult field position. If they can turn it into a kicking game, the Blue Devils have a good chance of coming home with the win. Next, here's a look at the Heard County Braves versus the Dade County Wolverines, which will be on B92 Country this Friday night. The Braves average 18 points per game, while the Wolverines go for 29 points per game. Dade is undefeated at home. Heard has got to figure out a way to stop quarterback Brody Cooper and running back Caden Cooper. If they don't, it could be a long night. The Braves cannot afford to give up a lead. Their defense must limit Brody Cooper's scrambles. It would be really a spark if the Braves could get their quarterback back, Maurice Finch, so that they could have Jonathan Echols return to his wide receiver position. Thank you for listening to Local Afternoon Sports. This is Matt Skinner.
Afternoon Sports with Coach Jetmore. Brought to you by Carroll County Schools. Premier teachers, premier leaders, premier schools.